Good morning, Miss First Lady. How are you, Michelle Obama?
Good morning, Tom Joyner and all the morning crew folks. How are you all doing?
Doing real good. Before I start, happy Mother's Day to you and Miss Robinson.
Thank you so much, Tom. Thank you so much. I will pass that along to Grandma.
Yeah.
We got to make sure she is doing just fine. She's doing her thing, you know. She is happy and healthy. She gets out. She has her little lunches. She's got a little crew of ladies here that uh-huh. she'll meet with. And so she's, you know, she's doing just fine.
She got an old school jam session on Friday night?
Absolutely.
Do you all have plans for Mother's Day?
You know, we usually have a quiet Mother's Day. We're going to have dinner here, and it's probably just going to be me, Mom, the girls, Barack, and Mom and I get to pick the dinner menu.
Good.
So,
and of course,
I haven't talked to her yet.
And of course, vegetables from the garden, right?
There will be some vegetables, but because this is Grandma's dinner, there may be some fried chicken along with those vegetables, too. So.
The new book, American Grown, The Story of the White House Kitchen, Garden, and Gardens Across America.
Yep.
Number one on the New York bestseller list. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's my very first book, and I'm so proud of it. You know, we decided to write the book to tell the story of the White House kitchen garden, how it got started, why we started it. It's a book full of beautiful pictures because my intent was that we would share the garden with the country and the world. There are many people who don't get a chance to visit Washington, come to the White House, but this is a way for people who are unable to come and see it in person to get a taste of what it's all about, to see the beauty of it, to get some candid shots.
It is very beautiful.
Now, but it's also, you know, we tell the story of other community gardens as well all across the country.
Now, in some of these shots, I noticed that Bo is posing with you, and I was wondering if this was Photoshop, because if I remember, that dog is kind of wild, and I could just see a dog like Bo digging up all those rutabagas, the radishes.
I think you misunderstand Bo. He's actually a very calm, peaceful dog.
He calmed down?
Well, he's an adult dog now. Oh. When you first saw him, he was a puppy.
Oh, okay.
And he's now four, so he's really good with the garden. He spends more time in the garden than me, because he actually goes out every day with the gardening team, the National Park Service people. He's out there every day at work, like he's one of the boys.
Is that right?
Actually, will not work. Speak to me when he's with his fellas.
He kind of
looks over like, "Yo, Mom, I work." No. So he's very used to being around the garden, and he's really good. He walks through the path. He doesn't cut through the beds. He doesn't dig up anything. So
he has calmed down.
Indeed. He's grown. He's a grown up. He's a big boy now. It's been 4 years.
I noticed some of these pictures of you in the garden are pre-bangs.
Yes. These were taken well before Bang, well before a whole lot of stuff going on. So
and your garden outfit is a little different from what I'm used to, the country.
But I am the first lady. I can't
put on the flop hat with the little visor and the gloves.
I've got to be me. Now, the truth is I dressed up a little bit for the photos, but in some of those where, you know, we're harvesting with the kids, you see I'm wearing my jeans, my pants are rolled up because I'm actually, you know, when we plant. We really do it. We've got kids who are really involved. They help us.
Yeah.
Every planting season, we bring in kids from not just schools in the area, but we fly kids in from across the country who are doing great community gardens in their schools.
Yeah.
Kids help us harvest, so every season when we harvest, we bring in a group of kids, and we cook outside. And
What about your kids? Are they?
You know, my kids are just like any kids. anything their parents are doing is completely uncool and uninteresting. Now, there are millions of kids around the country who would love to spend time with me in the garden.
But those two
are not among those children.
Did you have a garden as a kid growing up in Chicago?
You know, when I grew up, we lived in an apartment over my great aunt's house.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a gardener. She didn't grow vegetables, but She planted beautiful flowers every season, and it was our responsibility as the children in the house. We had to go out there and plant and weed and, water the lawn. My brother mowed. So, you know,
gardening is hard work. I don't care if it's vegetable, flowers.
Yeah. It takes patience and, and focus. And, one of the things we do in the book is that we offer some tips for people who want to start their own garden. Mm-hmm. I mean, the truth is, yes, I have a huge staff of people that help maintain this garden. There's no way that I could individually do this. But there, we have stories of people who have planted container gardens on their back porches. They use raised beds on concrete and in the schoolyards, and they manage to make small plots. And, they can really get a lot of produce. And that's really ultimately what the story we're trying to tell. We're trying to remind people of our history of gardening, particularly in our communities. I mean, my grandmother and my aunts, that generation in Chicago, they tended one of the Victory Gardens. My mother told me in writing this book, she said, they grew up, there were like 7 kids in the family, and people didn't have a lot of money. So they got their vegetables from a Victory Garden that was planted in Woodlawn that my mother and my great-grandmother helped attend. And I didn't even realize that. But that's how, when you were poor, that's how you got your vegetables. Right. You had the vegetable man and the vegetable cart. My father used to work for one of these vegetable cart men driving around the Woodlawn area, the Inglewood area where he grew up, and that's where they got their vegetables. And we've gotten away from that tradition. And then the
next step is canning.
The next step is canning.
It's a whole nother thing. I know about this. I'm from Alabama.
Have you, Sybil, have you guys done any gardening? Do you know that tradition? Have you experienced that either?
I was telling Tom that growing up in Chicago, my dad had a vegetable garden in our backyard. So,
and where was he from?
Arkansas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, everybody black in Chicago is from the South.
Yeah, exactly.
Just remember, that's where our summer vacations are.
Right.
People on the East Coast, they're going up north. We went south.
Exactly.
And everybody was like Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina. That's our heritage.
All of us have that. Absolutely right. Yeah. Absolutely right.
And we need to get back to those roots, because that's part of the challenge of our health. We're getting away from fresh fruits and vegetables. We're not incorporating that stuff in our meals. When we do, it's not the freshest that it can be. It costs too much. That's one of the reasons why we're seeing just such high rates of childhood obesity. And we need to reconnect ourselves, our kids, and our communities to this whole gardening tradition, and it would go a long way to improving the health of our kids and our communities.
This is going to be a great legacy you're leaving.
Congratulations. American grown.
A great Mother's Day gift.
I was going to say that. Absolutely. A great Mom's Day gift.
100% of the proceeds go to the National Park Foundation to help support community gardens and to help maintain the legacy of the White House Garden, so it's a part of the White House forever, which is my hope.
Really nice.
Bless your gardening heart.
Thank you, guys. You have to come visit.
I will.
We would love to. We'd love to. Thank you so much, and happy Mother's Day once again to you and your mom.
All right. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
We love you.
Love you.